This is RSBNB Update, episode 211, recorded Thursday, July 2nd, 2009, RuneScape Cancer. Hello, everybody. That favorite English boy that you all know and love is called here.
It's called here. My name is here. Hello, everybody. This is here.
It's Brad, actually.
Shane can't speak.
Oh. So, would you care to tell us where you were last week?
Where was I? Oh, no. I was whisked away to a private function. I believed it was Friday night. In fact, it was not. Which is my fault, but I refuse to believe it is.
So it wasn't your problem, because they made it Thursday instead of Friday, right?
No, it apparently was Thursday all along. I was, however, incorrectly told by a certain dumbass, Murray, stupid, that it was, that's not nice, that it was Thursday. Friday. No, I was told it was Friday, but it was Thursday.
Well, why didn't you... Why didn't you not go then? Because you already had commitments with me.
Because the commitments in the real world of this nature supersede my commitments to you. I am sorry.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's good to know.
Anyway, before we sort of get away talking about my social functions and Shane's craziness, perhaps we should get on with the subject matter at hand.
Yeah, which is what exactly I forget. Mobilizing armies, right? The developer blog. You know, it's rather interesting when we see these kind of things about the upcoming content, you know?
It's better than nothing, but they could do it better, I think.
They say that there's going to be a view in it that's played completely different than anything in RuneScape. Did you read that part?
Yes.
So it's going to have like a top-down view where you can select multiple units and everything. So this is like
Is it going to be bird's eye? Does it say that?
I think so, because that's the only way you can really select multiple units, right?
I guess so. Good point.
And they said it's like a real-time kind of strategy game, so I'm not sure how that would work with your character, you know what I mean? But
Yes.
And of course, they go into talking about advantages of doing something new and totally innovative, you know? It leads to whole new features and new techniques. Can be
and it
later.
Makes it keeps the game fresh, which is a topic we all know Jagex seems to struggle notoriously with. Well, so it's good they're making progress in this area.
That's I'm going to say that's true, because if you look at, say, what the last mini game to be added was, what, Soul Wars, right? I think.
Yes.
That's pretty much the same dynamics as Castle Wars, just different place and different objective. So.
It's good when they do something completely new.
Like Steely Creation, for example. That was new.
Yes, again, that's sort of... It's nice to have sort of fresh...
Gothics.
Fresh concepts. Not just sort of reusing the old formats. And then, something Blizzard could learn about who make World of Warcraft. Damn you.
Oh, be careful here, typing. He also says that it's also very good for the long-term development of the game. And
yes, true.
Disadvantages, it's high risk, so they don't.
Yeah, you could very easily mess it up. Jagex know a lot about messing things up royally.
Takes a lot more time.
Yes, but in the end, you know,
smaller.
Even though time
content.
Is money and all.
Often not as quite polished as they'd wanted, and it can result in unrealistic player expectations.
Yes, I think the RuneScape community, you know. Playing RuneScape for, how long did I play? 3 years? 2 years? 3 years in total, I think. Has, you know, anybody who's played RuneScape over a long time is easily able to see the way the community has its hopes built up by Jagex. And then, not necessarily built up by Jagex, but builds their hopes up over promised updates and then has them dashed mercilessly.
Yeah, I have to agree there, because if we look at some sort of things that were wiped up but didn't really turn out to be like what they were. So
you're really good at speaking the English, Shane.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to think of an example of what one of those was. Any ideas?
Farming, terrible.
Oh no, farming was everything it was meant to be.
I think recently the sort of the parade of skills. I think since what would we have, hunter and summoning? I think they're sort of, they aren't bad skills, but I think they aren't really good either.
Why?
They're just,
you know?
They sort of feel a bit like filler, I think.
Yeah.
A bit like, well, we've just put in this new skill so people will either, old people will resubscribe and give us more money, or, people on the verge of quitting will suddenly realize they've got a slightly different thing to click over and over and over. And they aren't, I think Slayer was good. I think Slayer was really innovative. I'll give it, compared to Hunter and Summoning, farming was pretty good. I'll never say that again. What else was I saying? Construction was good as well. Player and housing, new dynamic aspect of the game. But summoning, I mean, as we've sort of said many times in the past, summoning pets aren't that useful. They're useful for the odd bit of skill gathering, but it's not. It's just sort of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hunter, I don't know what I'm saying.
The only real advantage I can see of Hunter is that it lets you catch Chinchampas, right? And then that's used for getting a 99 range rather quickly because they're a multi-hit kind of weapon, like Ice Burst and stuff.
It's a really crappy skill if there's just one good upside to it.
And then, once again, the summoning familiars, they're useless except for in multi-combat areas,
Mm.
So, anyways, back what we were saying about this update.
So
it's a big enough of a change to be warranted saying, ah, that's nice,
Yeah, Jagex just needs to be... It's good that they're sort of being innovative like this with minigames, but they need to sort of bring that innovation to the skills more,
yeah.
I feel.
They said, remember that interview saying that the next skill, which is due sometime in 2009, is going to be free-to-play? So...
Yeah, that's interesting. I think for it to be free-to-play...
It has to change a wide aspect of the game.
That alone makes you think it's probably going to be fairly innovative and game-changing.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what that is.
Not sailing.
God, if it is sailing, that's just... Wow, look, we've made a whole skill so you can travel across. No, they wouldn't do that.
We should make a hypothetical skill and post a picture, make it like a leak of the high scores page,
Well, if we were going to do that, you've just completely sort of ruined it by saying it out loud.
I can edit it out.
Well, you could do, but you won't. People will be hearing this right now.
So as we were saying, the new skill is going to obviously be a game changer and not sailing. So what else is there to talk about in terms of mobilizing armies?
Nothing, I believe. Read this development diary if you are so inclined. If you are not, then I respect you more.
This was supposed to come out with Stealing Creation last year.
Yeah, but, I mean, Jagex are notoriously bad at making deadlines. Blizzard are also bad. I think most game developers are bad at making deadlines, so it's just best if they don't set them.
That's a problem with management, actually.
Is that the problem with management, Zane?
Yeah.
The problem with management. The problem with management. I am Shane. I haven't done that voice in a long time.
Yeah, it sounds like a retarded voice.
Yes, that's how you sound.
No.
That's you, that is. No. You're retarded.
Okie dokie.
Anyway.
Valikar's available in Sweden.
Oh, no. So I have to do the Swedish accent again. I am very shit at this. I cannot believe that they keep me. I can't do it.
That was supposed to be for later in Tech News, actually.
Oh, damn it. I've got to do it again.
Yeah.
Anyways.
What's a Wally card, by the way?
I have no idea. It's obviously a store over there.
Our users in Sweden can now purchase RuneScape membership without a credit card thanks to Wally.
That's probably a store there. If anybody in Sweden is listening, can you please PM us on the forums and tell us if Wally is a store? I could probably find it.
I got a PM from somebody who we asked about the gnome thing. One person said every time he logs on, he does the gnome kitchen.
Wow. Anyway, according to this site, it's Wally, your internet wallet. Wally is a prepaid internet payment solution for online games, music and video downloads, plus loads of virtual communities. With Wally, you can purchase online without using your personal details. Anyway, that's it. So it's not a Swedish shop.
Okay. And they also say that prepaid game card offering RuneScape membership in a variety of durations are available to buy at Press Brian and 7-Eleven stores throughout Sweden. I didn't know they had 7-Eleven in Sweden.
Nor did I, but then again, I've never been there, so...
You should go there.
Why do I want to go to Sweden?
I don't know.
So I could insult them all with my terrible accent. They all sound like they are a little bit retarded, but no offense to you if you are listening in Sweden. I am sure you are not retarded.
You could join the pirate party.
Why do I want to join the pirate party?
I don't know.
You don't know anything.
Well, I was going to say you could join the socialist party, seeing as that sounds more like you, but anyways, on to questions now.
Shade thinks I'm a socialist.
On to questions.
You're a dirty socialist. Hello, Brad and Shane. Sorry, Shane, I feel Brad should be first because he's English and you're Canadian. Very right you are. Anyways, do you think that RuneScape should have weather, like rain, morning, dusk, fog, snow, hail? Thanks, keep up the good show. Okay, so we'll tackle the first part of the question first. Do we believe RuneScape should have weather? Yes, I think it would be brilliant.
Yeah. Like, you know, you could have some creatures only come out at night, you know?
No, again, possibly, but I don't think this far. I'm just talking about weather functions, rain, snow, worldwide, not just in certain areas.
Well, you said morning, you know? So I don't know. But it would be interesting, you know, to have like a hurricane come up and hit Karamja, right?
No, nothing that drastic, Shane. Once again, you've taken an idea and you go completely overboard with it. I think they just mean basic weather functions. I think it would be good, but, you know, obviously they'd have to sort of, you know, American servers would have morning American time. They'd probably just have to sync the servers to their respective time zones.
Yeah.
But yeah, it could work. I think it would be good anyway, but I'm not sure if the limitations of it or if JGX haven't considered it. I'm sure people have suggested it.
I like the idea.
It makes the game world much more immersive.
I like the idea of a hurricane coming in and destroying like something on the island, right? And then it can
Shane,
snow
you just like the idea of wanton destruction. There's got to be something wrong with you.
Then it can snow in another area, and in that area, it will. If it snows too much and you're running and you slip on the ice, you'll fall and hurt yourself.
Oh my god, were you dropped as a child? Seriously?
No, it's a good idea. Like it comes from snow, right?
Yeah, but
have you ever tried running on snow and ice?
No, but we don't really get that much here, so it's not like I've had much opportunities to. Well, we did have some of it a couple of months ago. Anyway, next part of the question. I would like to know where I can download all the RSPMB update episodes.
And don't yawn like that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shane. If you insisted on prattling about at the start, maybe I wouldn't be so tired.
Update.rsbnb.com.
Update repeats in my lovely English tones for those of you who can't understand Shane's horrible voice. Update.rsbnb.com.
And then in there, there's the most recent episodes going all the way back to 55, except you have to flip through the pages, right? And then if you go into the FAQ and there's the FAQ about finding older episodes of it, you can click that and it'll take you to anything prior to episode 55. But please do ignore those. We were crappy back then.
Yeah, it was before I was on the show, so it was crappy.
Yeah, right. Episode 9, people. That's Brad's first episode.
I must have sounded... Isn't that the famous 1 GP lost quote?
Yes.
See, I was comedic gold from the moment I first came on.
Oh, you were better back then. You weren't as stiff as you are now.
So stiff. Yes, Shane, I'm always stiff when I'm recording RSVMB update.
That question was from Jackie Closey.
Thank you for the question.
Dear Shane and Brad, why do you think people make such a big deal over celebrities' deaths? Death is a part of life and it's a natural process. Let's take that first.
Well, it's easy to say death is a part of life and it's a natural process, but when you're close, let me speak, Shane. When you're close to somebody or you admire somebody greatly, then of course it's going to be difficult for you when suddenly they are not there anymore. And obviously, people get sort of, obviously not on a personal level, but, you know, slightly crazy people, often like really love these celebrities, and when they die, it's painful. You'd have to be a robot to not understand the basic mechanism of human emotion. Shane is a robot, by the way. He can understand human emotions.
No, you
can't.
I don't know. I think sometimes people go a little too far, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course people go too far.
Like the people who are camping out and stuff outside his house.
Oh, yeah, that's completely nuts, but...
Yeah.
Each to their own is my...
Yeah, and we could talk about what we were talking about in the pre-show, you know?
But, Shane thinks that Michael Jackson... Well, Shane hates Michael Jackson because he's a pedophile, and he thinks that because I... say that he was found innocent by a jury of his peers, that makes me a pedophile by some sort of really association.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
No, I never said that.
Yes, you did, you liar.
No, I never said
that. Post the tapes unedited and post the unedited pre-show and you're here.
I never
Shane,
said that.
Infer that because I have faith in the judicial process, therefore I am a pedophile.
I don't have faith in the judicial process.
I do.
Well, that's good.
Because Shane's, alternative to the judicial process would be, you know, guilty until proven innocent, which we all know is messed up.
That makes sense, though.
No, it doesn't.
Anyways, thank you. Oh,
thank you very much.
Shane, when do you graduate from college? And by the way, it's university. Like, there's some sort of, it's a different kind of thing. I know in the U.S., college and university are pretty much synonyms for each other.
In here, college is like an alternative. College is more vocational here.
Yeah. Here, college is like a, you don't get degrees there. It's more like you go to a college to get a certificate or certificate. Or what's the other thing? Aside from a certificate.
Diploma.
Yes, diploma in something. Whereas the university is the degree.
So are you being snobby?
No, I'm not being snobby. I'm just highlighting what the difference is between the US and Canada and the UK.
Yeah, but you understood the question, so just bloody answer it.
I know. I'm just saying for him so he
being
knows.
Being an asshole, yeah, we know.
So he knows where I am. But April 2010.
April 2010. I'll be in the Air Force by then.
Oh, yeah, that's what you hope.
Oh, yeah. Are you still clinging to the hope that my application may be denied?
Maybe. We'll see.
Even though I've completed the entire selection process and now I'm just waiting.
That question was from Power Crazy.
Shane wants me to fail. That is how good a friend he is.
Next one.
Next question. Shane and Australian. Shane and Brad, what is your favorite form of transportation?
It's a Shane, an Australian guy.
He was obviously trying to be funny, and he failed epically. Favorite method of transportation?
Teleportation.
That's not a real method, damn it.
Oh, car.
I'm pretty
then.
Sure he means real life.
Car.
Car's boring.
Okay,
I actually thought about this because I saw it posted earlier in the week. For short journeys, and by short journeys I mean under an hour, I prefer boat. For long journeys, as in over an hour, I prefer trains.
Okay, how can you take a boat?
You go down to the dock, and you get on the boat, and then it goes.
No, but do you guys like have a canal system there so you could take like a boat to London or something?
Couldn't get a boat. No, you can't travel around by boat here easily anyway, but I mean, as a method of transportation,
oh,
it's fun.
Okay.
It's not practical, but it's fun.
Oh, okay.
It's fun.
What about personal flying?
What, do you mean like little
airplanes?
No, I mean
like grow wings and fly.
Oh, God, once again, Shane must sort of go from the realm of the normal to the realm of the completely nuts.
I say car.
What is... Okay, well, Shane's boring. We all know that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Noob, for highlighting that Brad is really a closet Australian.
How can anybody be a closet Australian? I have a British passport. I have a British birth certificate. I'm British.
But he might think you sound Australian.
I don't bloody sound Australian. I sound quintessentially British. All right, mate. I can't even do that right. I can't be British. I can't do the yobbish accent.
You can do the farmer accent.
Oh, yeah, where I come from, everyone around here, they speak like that. Well, that's because I was born and spent the majority of my life here. I can't do that accent, then. My God.
Shh, piping.
What?
Shannon Brad, if you create your own single-player RPG in any setting except Star Trek, who would the main character be and how would the story go? That question is from Vervada, who's beginning to hate his name.
Well, my game would be all about killing Shane. The main character would be me, and you'd basically have to sort of fight your way across the gay continent of Canada and kill Shane.
Canada's not a continent.
Oh, yes, sorry. I just made an idiot of myself. The continent, the country of Canada.
Okay.
Even though it doesn't deserve country status, let alone continent status.
My ideal RPG would be like a realistic one set in modern times. You could create a character that looks like yourself and then select your city, and it would become basically an analog of your current city.
Why would you want to? That's like The Sims. I mean,
I like realistic.
I played a bit of The Sims 3 at my girlfriend's this week, and it soon struck me that you actually saw a review on Zero Punctuation that is like exactly defines what The Sims is. All you basically do is you live a life within this game. You just spend your entire life like telling this person to eat or clean or study and then go to work, and it's just games like that are completely monotonous because why play it? Why not just actually live your life? I mean, yeah, it's less, you know, it's a lot less entertaining in real life because you can't reach the top of your career in several hours.
But it's fun to experiment.
Yeah, I guess so. That's the only side of it. But
right, Mr. Evil Genius?
Shut up. I'm glad I didn't waste £40 on it as well, I can say.
Okay, what? Tell what Evil Genius is.
What?
What Evil Genius is.
What are you on about?
Your career.
Oh yeah, my girlfriend made it, you know, as everybody does who has the copy of The Sims, they make little people like people they know. And my career was Evil Genius. Which I don't agree with.
It makes perfect sense.
Shane would be more like an evil genius.
No, you're the evil genius.
Oh, thank you.
Listen to this show?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Why would he listen to this show?
I don't know.
He wouldn't say I was an evil genius.
Okay, now your realistic game idea besides trying to hunt me down?
But Kill Shane would be so fun. Realistic game idea. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
It's like I don't know. I'm just going to say I don't know several times and maybe the question will go away. I don't know.
Okay, well, moving on then. Okay. Shh. Hey, Shane and Mr. Goodward. What's your favorite thing to eat, drink while playing RuneScape or for Brad? WoW.
I just want to set the record straight. I haven't played WoW in months. And favorite thing to eat, drink at the computer, whatever the hell's at hand. I don't really sort of... I usually drink water. That's all I drink because I'm a terribly boring person.
That's what I have right now.
You used to drink tea when we did the show.
Yeah, that was at night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What about your hat?
My what?
Your hat.
My hat?
Yeah.
What about my hat?
Eat it.
You're funny.
Seriously, eat it.
Kill me now.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke every damn time.
Doesn't matter for me, they taste the same.
No, they don't. I hate people who say that when you go Coke or Pepsi, they go, oh, it tastes the same. They don't taste the same, assholes. Get some taste buds.
It doesn't matter.
Nothing matters, really. Why do we even bother? Let's get all depressive.
Yeah, being depressive isn't good. Especially tired and depressive.
Oh, shut up, Shane. If you didn't insist on pissing about before we started recording, I wouldn't be this tired.
Well, we could record earlier if you want.
No, 8:30 would be good, my time.
Okay. I don't know. Is there anything else that you like to eat and drink? What about tea and crumpets at the computer?
No, I do not drink tea and crumpets. Please do not perpetuate shallow stereotypes.
That question was from Brendan, P1224. Next one.
Next question. Dear hosts, what is your favorite music genre, favorite band from that genre, and why? Keep up the great work. Regneth.
Regneth. Oh, did he PM you too about the name?
No.
He PM'd
I was on last week, so maybe that's why.
Oh, right. He told me it was Regneth, not Regneth.
Regneth, whatever. Shane doesn't like music because he's complete... I don't know what the word is. You don't like music, though, do you?
No. Not really. Classical, maybe.
You okay, know? Who's your favorite composer?
I don't listen to enough of it.
See, he doesn't have a favorite band. Okay, yeah. I'll quickly get this out of the way. My favorite genre is probably like, I don't know, somewhere between rock and sort of, I don't know, I sort of like fast music. Not necessarily like metal, but something that's fast.
Okay. What about rock. Pop?
No, pop's for the most part terrible. You do have the odd catchy song, which I must admit, you know, those odd stupid catchy songs that, you know, you can't help but hum. But anyway, no, mainly that. My favorite band probably would be Rise Against, but I liked them before they seemed to get massively popular. I mean, I used to post on a lot more forums, but I browsed a lot of internet forums, and I liked them like, what, 4 years ago, 2005, where they were barely popular. And now after they've released their latest album, it seems like every 14-year-old under the sun loves them suddenly.
I know what you mean, though. It's like getting a hold of something good first, and then the masses come and ruin it later, you know?
I'm not saying the masses ruined it. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not one of these new wave of assholes. I'm not an old school fan either. I hate that idea, but I don't know why I said it. It was pretty much, you know, inconsequential information.
You know, one thing that I think is good about classical music is it makes you smarter in math.
I just think that's, for the most part, rubbish.
It's true. There's been studies. There's a study that one of my junior high school math teachers was a part of.
Was he a pedophile?
No.
Bet he was.
No. Anyways, no. Sorry, I don't listen to music because I don't know. It's like there's like hard stuff to find, you know?
Yeah. Anyway.
It was easier when we still had Pandora here.
Yeah, we don't have that here either. Anyway, dear Shane and Brad, this is my first post. Just discovered your RuneScape podcast last week, and I can't talk. It's Keeper for sure. Thank you very much. My question is, Addy and Rune Dragons, what do you think these will drop if they ever come out? Thanks a lot, WCFTW, RRMan100. So what do we think Addy and Rune Dragons will drop?
Addy will drop the Dragon Kite.
Is that like the kite you can fly?
No.
That would be so fun, wouldn't it?
The kite shield. You can already get the kites you can fly from Diango.
Oh, yeah, they already did that joke.
that was so good when that came out.
I want them to release a new armor type. They've, you know, dragons been out for ages now. They need to get a new one.
I don't know. Maybe the rune dragons could drop something at level 90.
They should have it like, you know, I was going to say obsidian, but they have obsidian things, don't they?
Yep, that's right. Another thing...
Platinum! Like, they should do... I don't know what they should do.
The thing is, with rune dragons and addy dragons, it'd be so hard to kill that you have to have 95-plus melee stats just to be able to handle at least, like, 10 of the mithril dragons, you know? So I'm wondering what's going to happen for the addy and rune dragons.
They should make them big, sort of multi-boss monsters like... Bandos and the other god wolves.
Yeah, and well, then you got the problem of overshadowing the KBD's territory because you got a monster that's just as powerful as it, but the KBD is pretty much worthless now.
Yeah, they need to tune there. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. What else would they drop besides the Dragon Kite and maybe some sort of
bones?
Okay.
Dragon bones. Massive dragon bones. They should drop a new type of bone. Massive dragon bones.
What about metal dragon bones?
That's an idea. Better than my stupid one. Better than my stupid idea. So
then the question is, how would you grind metal dragon bones up?
You'd have to use a grinder. You couldn't just bury them. Well, you could bury them. I don't see what you'd probably have to use like a super grinder to grind them up.
And then if you inhaled the dust, that'd be bad.
Yeah, then you could sort of get some sort of nasty respiratory disease. Oh, man. Health problems into RuneScape. We've got it. The next skill is going to be medicine.
Oh, my God. That's a good idea. You can use Herblore to treat the illnesses.
Oh, I think I've just figured it out, everyone.
Oh,
Bio
that's
before
a
my
good
greatness.
Idea. When you get level 99, you get to cure RuneScape cancer. And until someone gets 99, people just start off dying, and then once they start dying, they lose all their items and can never come back.
Just imagine logging on and having a message between saying you have cancer, find someone with 99 medicine. Oh, that would be sick and slightly funny at the same time.
Help.
Anyway, but yeah, if the next skill is medicine, I fucking called it. Anyway.
Oh, God, that'd be so funny, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, hey guys, two thingamabobs for you this week. What is the worst accident you've witnessed? Mine's when I hit my neighbor in the face with a big stick. I was hitting oranges. And what's the worst accident you've caused? See above, 99887. These questions are difficult. We've said before when they ask, like, recount a specific event in your life. I don't know. Honestly, I've never accidentally or other worst accident I've witnessed. I can't remember.
I don't know. Does it count if you've seen it on TV?
I don't know. Was it like a live news feed?
No.
If it's recorded, it doesn't really count, I'd say.
I saw this once when this guy had a bike accident and he broke his leg and you could see like fragments of bone sticking up through his leg.
Oh, that's always freaky when that happens. Ugh.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything? I have nothing. Worst accident you've caused?
I didn't cause this accident. It was my dad's fault. My bike accident. It was his fault.
Why? What did he do?
He installed my bike handles incorrectly, and when I was riding,
how did he do that?
It's those mountain bike handles, you know. He put them on the wrong way.
How did he manage to do that?
And when I was riding my mom, one of the handles caught her pocket and we both went down. So it was his fault, my bike accident.
How did he manage to put the handle the wrong way around? Is your father mentally deficient?
No. But it was
God,
his
man.
Fault. So
it's all daddy's fault. I'd say it's your fault for riding too close to your mother. If you didn't ride so close to your mother, her pocket wouldn't have got caught.
It
would have been hurt.
It was a narrow walkway.
So you cycle behind her. You don't cycle at the side, dumbass. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, but it was narrow, and there were people coming behind me, so I figured I could get by.
Oh, God.
Worst accident you've caused?
I can't think. Worst accident I've caused.
Falling out of the Or no, that was your friend that caused the one with the cable tie thing?
Yeah, that was him, when he took out my chin. I was actually thinking about that the other day, because somebody was talking to me about it, and I was thinking, that could so easily have been so much worse, because, I mean, massive big hook.
Could have hit your eye.
Yeah, it could have taken one of my eyes out. I could have been blind in one eye. It was quite lucky that it only ripped a hole in my chin. And there's a phrase I never think I'd say. I was quite lucky it only ripped a hole in my chin.
But, when did you stop being friends with him?
We were never really friends. It was just he lived at my mum's. He lived next door, next to my mum's house when I was young. You know, young kids don't really, you know, young kids make friends really easily. You're just friends with anyone, and that was why.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's before everybody becomes aware and everything. Okay.
Yeah, before you sort of clicks form and everything. Anyway, nothing else.
Thank you, numbers. Brad and Shane, do you respect free players as much as pay players? Do you think that free players get enough updates? Also, I realize now in the event rotation there are no free-to-play events. Will we get one? That question is from... Thanks... Joe, kill to the joy. Okay. First one.
I think free to play get plenty of updates considering they pay nothing.
Yeah.
The fact you're going to get a new skill should be, you know, more than enough. So yeah, you certainly get enough updates. You've received a steady trickle of updates over the past
year or so.
Year or so, yeah.
Respect.
I don't know. It's hard to. You can't simply say whether a mass group of people are as respected or not. It's too...
You know, there are the annoying ones, you know, who expect everything for
I'm sure there are plenty of annoying ones, and there are plenty of decent ones. It's like any demographic.
Yeah, that's the sort of the thing. So it would be unfair to apply a little kind of blanket there, you know? But
yeah, you can't blanket, but I respect. I don't know whether anybody should get respect for playing RuneScape, but whatever.
You did.
I never asked for respect for playing it. It was a dirty secret.
Okay. Free-to-play event rotations? Most likely not. Seeing as in our last events crew survey, 80% of the forum members are members.
Should have a free-to-play event now and then to encourage, well, to include the 20%.
Well, it's kind of hard to do that with the event rotation and everything when there's so many other events that can be done, you know? So we'll see what happens with the new events crew applications, because if a free-to-play person would apply, they'd be in charge of creating a free-to-play event that was good and sustainable for a week that both free-to-play people and members would be able to come to. So it would be a rather hard task to create something that would be interesting for members, if you know what I mean. So we'll just see what happens with the new applications. Thank you, Killjoy. Last one goes to you, Mr. Woodwood.
Last question. Greetings. I'm wondering, what sci-fi series do you watch and recommend other than Star Trek? I've already had a few people telling me to watch Firefly and Stargate, but I want to know if there are other programming that should be seen. Danka, Kefkatic Fanatic. Thank you for the question. I know jack all about sci-fi series, so I will keep my opinion to myself.
Okay. I haven't seen Firefly, but yes, yeah, Stargate is good. By all means, watch that. Any of the series that have been out with that. Another two that were my favorite at one point or another was The Outer Limits. Have you ever heard of that one?
No.
What about The Twilight Zone?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, those two are good. Another one, if you can catch it in reruns or on DVD, but if you're, it sort of also goes with a bit of knowledge and of the existing storylines, the Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles seasons 1 and 2, which is now foolishly canceled, I might add. It was shaping up to be a good third season, but obviously, with, you know, how modern networks work, they have to go with what the mass is like, and there's really no place for niche programming anymore on TV.
Ratings.
So, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Stupid, you were gonna say?
No, ratings are king.
Oh, they're not. They're so stupid how that works, but that's a topic for another day. What other sci-fi series? Of course, Star Trek, even though you say other than Star Trek, but I suggest you should check that out. There was another good one I was able to think of, but I'm not sure what it was. I don't know. Space Channel here has a good selection of sci-fi shows, but of course that's Canada only, so.
Damn you, Canada.
It's good. We get 5 hours of straight Star Trek a day.
Do you watch all of those 5 hours?
Well, not focusing on them, but they're on in the background. So.
For 5 hours a day?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're fun, you know? Anyways.
On to tech news.
That's too bad you don't like sci-fi.
No, I've never really been into it.
Aw. Okay. Tech news. China bans World of Warcraft gold farming and all virtual currencies. The Chinese government has stepped up and decided to ban all World of Warcraft gold farming and other MMORPGs that have a currency exchange, even though the developers themselves are not permitted to exchange in-game assets for real goods and services. The Ministry of Commerce issued a press statement stating that the virtual currency, which is converted into real money at a certain exchange rate, will only be allowed to trade in virtual goods and services provided by its issuer, not real goods and services.
I read something about this. It said apparently the rule only is allowed for the selling of virtual currencies in China. So Chinese farmers can still farm gold and sell it to Americans or Europeans.
But it's still being sold in China, albeit virtually, so shouldn't that count?
I don't think so. I think, like I said, it only stipulated that it cannot be sold to Chinese. It's sold within China. It can be sold internationally.
God. Well, I guess that would be sort of approaching the territory of trying to enforce international law, wouldn't it, hey?
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's a good step for China. I think that the problem with the U.S. and other countries not adopting something like this is that they're not aware it's a problem, you know? Like, if you go ask any congressperson in the U.S. or MP in our respective countries, they're not going to know what gold farming is, right?
Yeah, they may have a very loose idea, or a few of them may have a very loose idea, but yeah, you're right, they aren't going to really know what it's about.
Yeah, so...
I don't think it's a big concern of theirs, really. I'm sure they've got plenty of other things to worry about.
Well, yeah, but they should also help China in their fight, because if China doesn't want that happening there, would China not want it being sold to other countries, you know?
Maybe.
I don't know. But who knows? Does that, would that contribute to China's GDP?
That's why their GDP is so high, they gold farm.
Oh, so I don't know. Once again, something that's like, it's good to see China doing something like this for once. I can actually finally clap once and give China applause for doing something.
You usually like to give China applause.
No, not really. But anyways, this one's good. See, this is what Brad was saying about us. I don't think China should have got the 2008 Olympics there, but that's a different story.
Why was that again?
Huh? I was saying that I don't think that China shouldn't have got the 2008 Olympics.
Why not?
Well, because of obvious human rights issues and stuff like that, and they're communist.
Since when are you such a pro-human rights person?
I'm not pro-human rights. I'm just saying that they should be considering at least in the same league as other Western countries. But that's good for now. You can take the next one with what you tried earlier.
No, I can't do it again. The pirate-based software company goes legal. According to gaming company Global Gaming Factory X, it is in the process of acquiring the Pirate Bay for $7.8 million. This acquisition is scheduled to be completed by August, and we'll see the site launch new business models to compensate content providers and copyright owners.
Did you read anything about this during the week?
I read a bit. I'm not really quite sure what to make of it.
Yeah, that's how I felt at first. It seemed as though it might have been some sort of some sort of endorsed thing by the various record labels, you know, or record RIAA and whatever they're called over there in Europe, to try and get them to shut down. But based on reading what I've heard so far, I don't think so, seeing as they'll be coming out with a whole new torrent tracker and torrent technologies, you know? So, I don't know. It should be interesting to see, because if with this, they're actually going to be traded on the Swedish stock market. Can you believe that?
No, but if they're going legit, it's a lot more believable, isn't it?
Yeah, so I don't know. It should be interesting to see what they say about this whole compensate content owners and copyright holders, you know? So,
do you think it could be a little bit like these sites that you pay a certain monthly fee and you can download games and stuff?
Oh, maybe, but do you really think Adobe and Microsoft would be on board with this?
Well, they'll obviously just have to take who they can get, and if some companies say yes, they'll use their products, and if, you know, companies say no, they won't be able to use them. It's just,
yeah, and then if people can't get what they want from the Pirate Bay, I guess people will go elsewhere, and then this whole acquisition will have been for nothing, because that's something that they said in the interview, is that they had to make sure they would sell to somebody who understands the demographic, that if something were to be screwed up, they'd find a website that would be decreasing in value very quickly for its user base, seeing as that's what it was bought for. So, makes sense though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's that. Firefox 3.5, did you get it?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, what do you think?
It's not bad.
Any good?
Yeah, I don't notice that many differences, really.
It has private browsing mode.
Yeah, but there's nothing in sort of day-to-day usage that's going to sort of, oh, wow, that's totally different. Not really.
Yeah, but did you try private browsing mode?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you should. I'm just trying to pull this thing up because it has this thing called location-aware browsing. So with this, you're actually able to get a location as to where you are based on, well, they say it's based on your IP address and other located wireless networks located around you. So who knows? It might. It's interesting because it's not entirely accurate, but for some cases it can be very accurate depending on what's around you. So it's kind of a scary kind of thing, you know, if you agree to let your site use this. But I'm just trying to find the demo right now of this location-aware browsing thing. Give me 1 minute.
1 minute.
Where are we going? What was yesterday's date? Oh, it was the second, eh? Right.
It's okay. The first. Yeah. Second today.
Okay. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? This silly thing. Oh, well, I'm not going to be able to find it right now. But basically what it was is you give it permission and it'll try and locate where you are. Another set of features it has HTML5 support for the audio and video tags, meaning it can play videos without any plugins whatsoever, which is good because, you know, it's always those kind of things like the media players that end up slowing yourself down. So, enhanced JavaScript performance, and of course, as we mentioned, private browsing mode. Do you ever need a private browsing mode?
Nope.
I found the demo. Here we go. Use this demo and tell me if it's accurate to where you are.
I don't have the link yet.
Oh, I'll send it over Skype because apparently MSN isn't cooperating. What's new?
That's not like MSN.
There's the link. So if you go there and then click it, it'll ask you if you want to do it. Then just hit share and it'll tell you where you are.
What the hell?
What?
How accurate is this thing supposed to be?
I don't know. How accurate is it?
Not at all.
Okay. Where did it say you were?
Bradford.
And that's like a whole other city or town?
Well, I will just tell you on Google Maps how far that is away. I'm sure it must be over 100 miles away.
For me, it says I'm on the other side of the city. So, yeah.
It said I was 177 miles from where I actually was by road.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm on the complete opposite end of the city from where it said. So, it showed Northeast Edmonton.
So Shane lives in Southwest Edmonton.
Well, west, but not southwest. It's more central now, actually. But anyways,
go find Shane's house.
Yeah, if you can find the house without any hints, that'll be very surprising. But get firefox.com to get 3.5.
Yay!
That's it for tech news. Anything else you have there?
No.
Sounds like you were falling down like a bottomless pit or something the way you said that, but okay. Airbnb Informer, 3 years. It was June 30th, 2006 that we published our first issue of Airbnb Informer. So as of then, 3 years. And we've been
the initial planning started way before that, though, didn't it?
A month or so.
No, it was longer than that. It had been in the planning stages for ages.
Who was that? Who did we get first? Was that the one who had an identity crisis, or
first we drafted the first? It was me and Chrisala were working on it. Like that never actually went live. I believe that was just planning stages. And then we sort of started it up again in 2006, and we drafted in. Well, I drafted in one of the ex editors of the RuneHQ paper to help us, claiming they were an Australian girl, but it was actually a guy. Cricket 5516, I believe his.
Wow, you remember that?
I remember, I think it was 5-5 something 6. It might have been 1-6. I don't know. But I remember that name, yeah. But yeah, it was actually a guy. And okay. I remember, like, I think, didn't we, like, ask him on several occasions, would you like to be available for Skype meetings? And they were like, no, I don't have a microphone, and the town where I live is really small, so I can't get a microphone. It's like, yeah, you're bullshitting, you're a guy. But FYI, if anybody's slightly doubtful, the main reason we have for him being a guy was we had him added on MSN, and he had his MSN name was Cricket for ages. And then one day it changed to Ben, and I sort of said, you know, your name's Ben? No, this is my cousin just using my account for a bit. And as far as I'm aware, his name has been Ben on MSN at least for the next year or so, because I had him added for ages. So yeah, it was a guy. We know it was a guy.
Oh, that's all at informer.rsbnb.com.
That was a little history lesson for you all.
Yeah.
About when Shane and Brad met a shemale.
We've become more cautious since then, eh?
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, there was that whole incident with that, you know, the one who looked like a guy. Oh, no.
What?
I'm talking about Chrysala in very derogatory and disparaging terms.
Right, okay. Yeah, she wanted some after we got rid of her, she wanted credit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because she claims she came up with the name Informer, even though I remember countless times I was talking to her on MSN and we were trying to think of names and we both had nothing. Informer was Shane's idea.
Yeah. Oh, so yes, informer.rsbnb.com. Read up on our past months of articles if you haven't read up on them specifically.
You should write a definitive history of RSBNB.
That's a good idea. Maybe for our fifth birthday in August, we'll do that. It's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
All the crap that's gone down on the forums over these years. Oh, fun.
Oh, we could get you, Mike.
Jeff, he's been around ages.
Yeah. We could all, like, it'd be like writing our memoirs, you know?
Yeah.
We could each have a chapter, you know? And after we collaborate on the history. That's a good idea. I'm going to write that down.
Amazing idea from Bradley.
Yeah.
Once again, proving that I am truly the best. Better than all the rest.
I wrote two articles that month about Windows 7.
Why?
So, check those out. Once again, informer.rsbnb.com. Skill of the Month update. That's the way you like to say it. Last month's summoning update. Oh, God. Summoning Skill of the Month ended. When the winner was X-Blades. He came up on Tal Armanda. Tal thought he had it in the final days, but in the last day, X-Blades passed him.
Wow, it's high drama here.
By roughly 140k XP.
Wow, that was a pretty comprehensive victory then. So, you sure he just snuck up on him, or are you just trying to dramatize it?
No, it was serious. It was snuck up on him. Look at the graph. And then in second was Tal Armanda once again with 3.23 million XP. Power Crazy third with 1.37 million XP. And as you can see, there's lots of little graphs on the map of when people get XP. And as you can see, XP bumps just come from one day.
Fletching? Jesus Christ. It's going to be like, you know, 20 million experience at the end of the month.
Yes, and that's the current Skill of the Month for July. Fletching.
Who would want to win Fletching Skill of the Month?
It's like, I don't know. But MLI of Informer also already has 2 million XP gained. Second is Marking with 1.2 million, and third is Adiv with 1 million. So,
I guess people might be going for it because it's easy to get experience for Skill of the Year.
That's right.
How you people call it.
And there were 36 signups that month. 36, which is a record. So, very interesting should be to see who comes out on top in the end, but once again, congratulations to X-Blades and everybody else who got XP. Do you have a pick for us?
I have my pick. It is a book.
Okay, good.
I will briefly talk you through it. If you enjoy reading, I recommend this book. If you don't enjoy reading, I recommend it anyway. Basically, it's called The Strain, It's actually about vampires, which I admit slightly put me off. I saw it recommended in the edition of Wired several months back, and it was actually recommended alongside The Road, which is a book by Cormac McCarthy that I'd enjoyed, and it was sort of about post-apocalyptic fiction, which again I enjoy. And even though it's a vampire book, it's actually very sort of sophisticated for a vampire book. It's not just it's very realistic, whereas sort of most vampire stories are sort of garlic and crosses and daylight. This is sort of much less cliche vampires, much more sort of transplanted into a possible real scenario. It's a very good book, even if you don't enjoy vampire books or horror books, or it's just it's very well written and it's very interesting. The only thing that lets it down is it was announced that it's part of a trilogy, and so there is no real ending to it. There is a bit where they could have and should have simply ended the book and ended it at that. It would have been a brilliant book, but because obviously they're writing it as part of a trilogy, they've just adapted the ending so that the bad guy doesn't actually die, he just gets away. So obviously it'll continue in the next book, which I'm pissed about because I've got to buy another book, and I'm even more pissed about because it's not being released till next year. So yeah, apart from that though, it's a brilliantly written book. It's called The Strain. It's by Guillermo del Toro and Chuck Hogan.
Okay. Amazon.com link, please, and over after we're done the show.
Okay.
Put it in the notes. So, I don't know, vampire kind of thing isn't really for me.
It's not. That's what I thought when I first heard about it, but it's more about sort of, it's just, don't let it put you off it if you don't enjoy vampire books. If you enjoy if you just enjoy sort of, as I do, books that center around the sort of the world being brought to its knees and potentially being wiped out.
It would be good.
Sorry, that's amazon.co.uk.
Yeah, that's fine. I can find it. Yeah, see, there's so many books I want to read, but it's just a matter of time.
Oh, bullshit. You've got plenty of time. It's the summer. Play RuneScape less and read more.
No, I'm busy doing something there, actually.
I love reading.
Okay, good. So it's not, seeing as it involves vampires, it's not like a non-romantic version of Twilight.
Oh God, no! It's completely. It's not good. Like, it's not like crap like Twilight.
Remember that picture you sent me?
Oh yes, this is a vampire. This is a faggot. I'll just basically explain it to all of you. Basically, it's a picture of Edward Cullen from Twilight and a vampire. Next to the vampire, it says, "This is a vampire." Next to Edward Cullen, it says, "This is a faggot," which is completely true. Twilight's horrible. It's an abomination to literature. But no. You know, this is serious vampires. And it's actually interesting because it's sort of actually, it goes sort of deeply into sort of how it's transmitted. And it's sort of considered a virus, hence the name of The Strain rather than anything else.
Oh,
a virus essentially with the vampires. Yeah, very interesting book. And it's hinted throughout the book. I can't remember if it's outright confirmed that there's this old, the richest guy in the world, who's really old, actually sort of engineered it and wants people to be wiped out by it. Hmm. And is doing the bidding of this sort of head vampire. If I was to summarize the plot for you, you would think it sounds really tacky, like a tacky vampire book, but it's actually much better, much more sophisticated in this sense. So that's my pick, The Strain.
Yeah, what's the incubation time of the virus?
There's like a basically, obviously it's transmitted. They don't have like vampire fangs. Apparently when they get bitten by this virus, these things sort of grow in their throats, like stingers that come out of their mouths, and so they sting people with it. And once they get stung, I think they first start to sort of change within hours, I think, and I think they're fully mature as vampires within 7 days.
Interesting. Again,
much the only way to kill them is to remove their heads. And you have to be careful as well, because when you kill them, if you sort of get their blood on you, that can it can be transmitted like that and stuff like that. It's a really interesting, but I can't do it justice by reviewing it.
How does it compare with actual science in terms of the virus and everything?
It goes very quite scientific, not sort of not ultra scientist. If you're sort of a germ biologist, you probably wouldn't be very impressed. But for your average person with a basic understanding of science, and even a sort of like a school level understanding of science, it goes very deep into that.
Good, I like books that do that. and stuff that goes deep into actual things, you know, rather than just focusing on top of it, trying to make it look flashy to make everybody be happy about it. But good. So what have you been doing?
Nothing.
Mr. Goodword.
Nothing.
No gym?
Yeah, I've been to the gym, but it's too hot.
Oh, heat wave. Yeah, I saw that on MSN, on Creepy's display message. It said something about his heat wave of 32 degrees Celsius. So, what's it there right now?
It is currently 22.
Okay. And that's at 10-12 p.m. at night. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have central air conditioning. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it.
Okay. Aside from being the evil genius. As for me, I've been doing some Slayer on RuneScape. I got a Robin Hood hat. Did I show you the picture of that on RuneWire?
Yes, you did, Shane. Lucky bastard.
That's at runewire.com/Shane. So check that out. Aside from that, I've been... yesterday, I had some good fun configuring a new router because the wireless transmission on the old one decided to die finally. So... it was time for a new one.
Oh, yes, you know, good fun with a router. My God, Shane.
It was fun configuring it. Seriously. Also, I got a new microphone, which you're probably hearing now. I hope it's decent. I'm going to have to check something, because when we were recording, I heard myself coming back over my headset. So I hope it's not picking up any form of interference along the way, which would be bad, but we'll just have to wait and see. Yeah, that's about it for me. I don't know, is there anything else that we need to talk about before we end?
Nothing at all.
Oh. Yesterday was Canada Day, the 1st.
And Saturday is Independence Day.
Yeah, I was going to say that right now.
So. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light? I can't sing.
Oh, that's nice. Good job. When's the birthday of the United Kingdom?
We don't have a birthday. We've been around for bloody ages.
So there's no national day or anything where you celebrate saying God save the Queen, you know?
We have St. George's Day, which is probably the closest. Okay. I can't. No, we don't really have.
Okay.
No, nothing. Anyway.
Okay, well, with that said, RSBNB update 211 is done. We will see you guys all next week for Brad, who closed the blog down. Once again, so he has nowhere to...
Completely, everything is gone because I was...
Oh, that's too bad. Did you keep an archive?
Yeah, no.
Well, we have an archive. If you want one, let me know.
Thanks.
But that's it. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.